What's happening today? We are continuing this morning the marriage retreat that we began on Friday night.
如果你在想今天要讲些什么话，我告诉你，今天会这个照着我们这个周末整堂的系列会继续下去。
But if you weren't here, don't worry. What we're saying today doesn't depend on what we said Friday or Saturday.
但你如果过去这两天没有来参加的话，你也不用担心，因为我们今天讲的会是一个复习。
And the message that I've prepared is one that you can understand whether you are married or whether you are single.
我今天讲的对，不管你是已经结婚的还是没有结婚的，我相信你都有帮助。
It relates to marriage.
它是在根据婚姻来讲的。
But it also relates to life.
但也可以，你也可以把这个原则应用在你的生活的其他方面。
Over these last 3 days, our hearts have been touched by your hearts.
过去这几天我跟我太太的心都被跟大家的心里是同感一灵的。
We enjoy the relationship that we have with you.
我很高兴跟大家一起享受这个朋友之间的关系。
And if you would like to continue this relationship, I have a couple of cards I'm going to pass out, and you feel free to take one, and then you can keep up with what we're doing in the future.
那如果你想以后我们这讲完以后跟我们继续保持联络的话呢，我这跟大家有些卡片，上面有我们的联络信息。
I lead a ministry that's called Love KC.
我在一家非盈利机构服侍，这个叫做爱 KC 爱堪城。
And KC stands for Kansas City.
堪城就代表 Kansas City.
It's a ministry that reaches across all the churches of our city.
所以我们服侍宗旨就是联络在 Kansas City 这个城市里所有的教会。
And regularly we are writing blogs and producing podcasts and other kinds of things so we can stay in touch.
所以我们定期的会有一些发布一些信息在这些平台上，然后让大家所有的教会能够保持联络。
So my email, cell phone and website are on the card.
所以在那个刚刚那个发现那个卡片上有我们的手机，有我们的电邮的方式。
Enough about that.
所以介绍就到这里。
But I do want to stay in touch if you want to stay in touch.
但你如果联络我，我会联络你。
Let's talk about marriage.
我们还是来谈谈婚姻。
Marriage is meant to be a model of God's love.
婚姻就是神要设立在地上来彰显他的爱的一个方式。
In the ideal state, looking at our marriages might be looking like in a mirror to see God's love.
当你看到婚姻的时候，有时候就好像就看一个镜子一样。来看到到底什么是神的爱。
When you look in a mirror, you see your image.
当你看一个镜子的时候，你看到自己的形象。
And God meant for marriage to be the mirror.
但是神就让这个婚姻就好像通过镜子来反照一样。
He wants our marriages to look like the way He loves.
他希望我们的婚姻能够彰显出他是怎样子的爱我们的那个爱。
What I say next is a little bit of review for those who were here the last 2 days.
我下面讲的可能就是过去这两天要讲的一个复习。
And it may be new to the rest of you.
如果你没有来参加的话，可能你是第一次听到。
But God designed marriage to reflect His own community in the Trinity.
但是神当初设立婚姻的时候呢，是要彰显他三位一体，他们之间的彼此相爱。
The Bible describes God as three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
这个圣经描述神是三位一体的，是有圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all one.
这三位是一个神。
They have equality.
他们是同等的。
And they have community.
他们之间彼此相交。
It's almost as if they stand in a small circle with each other.
就好像他们在一个可以手拉手站在一个圈子里面一样。
And the good news is they expand this circle to include you.
好的消息是他把这个小圈子扩大，把我们也放进去了。
We'll talk more about that in a moment.
我们等一下会继续讲到这个。
But in the Bible, we see sometimes the Father is stepping forward.
有时候我们在圣经看到好像这个父站在前面讲话。
And we attribute to the Father things like creation and power and strength.
当我们说到父的时候，我们就想到他是创造者，他是有全能的。
But then also we see sometimes the Father stepping back.
但有时候圣经让我们看见这个父退到幕后。
And the love of God is revealed through His Son Jesus.
然后这个神的爱通过他的子彰显出来。
And in Jesus we see the teacher, the healer, and our Savior.
当我们说到子的时候，我们想到他是一个教师，他是个医治者，
And then at the end of his life, Jesus steps back and says, it's going to be better if I give you the Holy Spirit.
但圣经上也讲到，圣子他会退到幕后，然后圣灵到了前台。
And then the Holy Spirit is available to every single follower of Jesus.
圣灵与每一个信耶稣的人同在。
And the Holy Spirit's a counselor and a friend and a helper.
圣经上描述圣灵是是好像是我们的安慰者和我们的律师。
And the Holy Spirit is our help today.
圣灵今天就与我们同在。
But God is still at work.
但是神还是在工作。
All three are in unity.
这三位一体的神是完全合一的。
And in the same way God desires this for our marriages.
所以神也是这样的，希望我们的婚姻是这样子的和谐。
In marriage He desires for both of the partners to be equal in value.
所以神在婚姻中希望夫妻双方是平等的，都有共同，都有价值。
The man and the woman are different, of course, we can tell.
男人和女人我们知道是不一样的哈。
And we have different kinds of attributes or qualities.
我们有不一样的属性和特点。
But God meant us to work together.
但神希望男女是一起合作的。
To be one.
是一体的。
We become partners.
我们成为一个彼此合作。
So sometimes one person steps forward, maybe the male.
有时候你看着在一家之中那个做先生的在前面。
The husband, he is leading in the way that God made him to lead.
所以这个先生就是带领这个家庭。
But sometimes he steps back and says to the wife, you lead, you are the one who can do this better than me.
但有时候这个丈夫就对妻子说，我退到幕后，这个事情你代表我们家来做是更合适的，所以这个妻子在前面。
And so God means for us to be one in our heart and our spirit.
所以神希望我们这个夫妻是一体，是一体的。
He wants us to have equal honor and value.
他神希望夫妻双方是有同样的价值。
And we talked about on Friday night that we can submit to each other when we're perfectly in line with one another.
我们昨天讲到这个夫妻双方是可以完全的互相顺服的。
And that is God's highest design.
这个神的心意也是这样。
So let's go now to a story that can help us to understand how did we get to this understanding.
那我们就来深入的讲一讲这方面。
Go to Genesis chapter 2 verses 18 through 24.
我们来看看创世纪第二章第十八节。创世纪第二章
maybe
第十八节。
Go ahead.
Only one verse?
Oh no, 18 through 24.But you can read that passage in
创世纪第二章十八到二十四节，这里说，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
This is the story of creation.
这就是创造的故事。
This is the first marriage.
这是人类史上第一个婚姻。
This is one formed by God Himself.
这是神，这个婚姻是神自己设立的。
And when Jesus talked about this story when He was alive, He said, "And whatever God has joined together, don't let man separate."
当耶稣在地上传道的时候，他讲到这一段的故事的时候，耶稣说，神所配合的人不可分开。
So we have two very powerful thoughts here this morning.
所以今天有两个很重要的概念。
One is that the man and the woman are meant to be partners.
所以第一个，男人和女人是合作的。
And the other is their union is meant to be permanent.
第二点，他们的之间的这个结合，从神的意思是持续的、永久的。
Because God wants our marriages and our lives to model His love.
因为神希望我们的婚姻能够反映出神的爱。
Let's talk a little more about this story.
我们继续来交通。
The Bible says that God put Adam to sleep, and then while he was sleeping, he took out his rib.
神说，圣经上说，神让亚当沉睡，然后他沉睡的时候，从他的身上取了一条肋骨。
I guess this was the first surgery.
这是人类史上第一个手术。
And when Adam woke up, he said, the Bible says, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
所以当亚当醒过来看见夏娃的时候，他就说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Which the way we translate that is, wow!
所以我们可以想象，当他第一次看见夏娃，他一定是哇！
Look what he did!
你看神做的多好。
Now you have to back up just a little bit in the story to understand why Adam reacted this way.
但你要设身处地想想亚当为什么会有这样的反应啊。
When God the Father put Adam in the garden, he said, take care of the garden and manage it and name all the animals.
当初神把亚当造了以后呢，就吩咐他说，你要在伊甸园里面看守，修理看守，并且给所有的动物命名。
Now can you imagine Adam in the garden? Wow, there's these two animals over here with really long necks and they're kind of yellow and have brown spots. I'll call them giraffes.
所以想当亚当第一次看见那个长长的身上有斑点的那个鹿，他就说我要叫他们长颈鹿。
And oh yeah, there's two of them.
而且它有两条两头。
And they're together.
他们是在一起的。
Oh, and they have different body parts.
而他们两个好像是一公一母不一样。
Okay. Well, over here.Oh, there's these two little things with arms and legs and all brown and they climb in trees. I think I'll call them monkeys.
所以他亚当换了换，看这边又有两个，
身
上有毛有尾巴。
We'll call these monkeys.
他就说这个我要叫他猴子。
Oh, and they have different body parts.
这两个好像也有点不一样。
There's two of them.
而且是两头。
Huh. And so the story goes, as Adam is naming all of the animals and he's looking about creation,He realizes, wait a minute, there's always two, and I'm only one.
所以亚当给所有的动物都命了名，然后他就发现，哎，这些所有的动物都是一公一母，那他发现，哎，我是一个。
I think God was using this to show him that there was a part of him that was still to come.
所以我个人猜想，神就用这个场景让亚当明白，他还有另外一半还没有出现。
This was the first man, so he didn't know anything.
因为想他没有书可以看的，他是第一个人，所以他并不知道这些。
And so God was preparing him that he was going to share his life.
所以神就在这预备他，将来他要把他的生命来分享。
He would probably say, "Where's mine?"
他可能会想说，哎，我是一个我的那一份，我的那一半在哪儿呢
？Is there another one of me somewhere?
这是不是还有一个跟我一样的走来走去
？God says not yet.
神说你还没看到呢。
But there will be.
但会有的。
So God puts him to sleep, takes a rib, and when he wakes up, he goes, "Yes!"
所以神将他沉睡，取了他的肋骨，造了夏娃。当他醒来看见夏娃的时候，他就好高兴。
There's another one of me, just made a little differently.
这跟我很像，但稍稍有点不同。
And then God used the word to describe Eve. He said, "I have made a helper for you."
然后神造了夏娃，就说我造了一个配偶来帮助你。
Now that word "helper" is a very important word.
中文翻译成配偶这个字很重要。
Our Bible just translates the word helper.
中文圣经是翻译成配偶。
But the word has a broader meaning than this.
但是这个字在原文是有更多的意义的。
This word helper is the same word that's used to describe the Holy Spirit.
这个词的原字根在新约圣经用来描述圣灵的。
And when you hear the word helper in English, you might think, "Oh, God made the man a servant."
当你第一次听到一个帮助者的话，你可能想他给你造了一个奴隶。
No.
但是不是这个意思。
Sorry, guys. He made her to be the partner.
这里这个配偶的他造出来的是让他做他的伴侣。
The one who completes.
这个伴侣是彼此成全对方的。
Equal.
同等的。
But different.
但是有不一样的功用。
And that's a good thing.
这很好。
And so, just like in the Trinity, when the Holy Spirit steps forward, we would not say the Holy Spirit was less than God the Father or less than Jesus the Son.
就像在三位一体中，当圣灵站在台前向我们说话的时候，我们不会说，哎，圣灵就比圣父和圣子差次等的，我们不会这样想。
So the helper describes her actions, not her person or value.
所以这个帮助者让他想到，让我们想起的是他的行为，而不是他的价值。
Part of the role she plays is a role of support.
所以这个夏娃的角色就是来辅助亚当。
But that doesn't mean the man doesn't also support the woman. Support goes both ways.
但这并不意味着 这个帮忙只是单方向的，而是双方向的，所以亚当也要尽他的责任帮助夏娃。
Yesterday I was talking about the same concept with the men.
昨天我有机会跟弟兄们一起讨论这个弟兄的角色，丈夫的角色。
And I asked one of the men to get down and do a push-up.
我请了个弟兄到前面来做伏地挺身。
Which he did very easily.
所以他很容易就做了一个。
And then I said, now I want you to do a push-up with just one arm. One's behind your back.
所以我让他再做一个伏地挺身，但是用一只手。
Oh my goodness, that's so much harder.
所以就发现基本上很
难做。We don't have the balance.
因为你没办法平衡。
And in the same way, God made our marriages to support each other. We need the balance of each other. A right arm and a left arm.
所以神这个有点像我们的婚姻，婚姻中也需要平衡，也需要两只手。
And so this is God's design for marriage.
所以神设立的婚姻就是这个样。
This is what we will call the ideal.
这是最美好的光景。
But there is also the real.
但我们常常面对的是实际，不是这样子的。
Sometimes God's ideal doesn't all make its way into our marriage every day.
所以神设立这个美好的婚姻的这个最好的光景，常常我们达不到。
Sometimes there's conflict.
我们常常有之间的争吵。
And this is why when God brought Adam and Eve together, he said,I want you to be one.
所以当神让亚当夏娃在一起，让他们二人成为一体。
Oneness takes work. Oneness requires work.
所以当你要真正成为一体，一个和谐的一体的话，你需要双方共同努力。
And Jesus said, put it in your head that whatever God has brought together, you won't let man tear apart.
所以神说，当你两个共同努力来创造这个合一的时候，你们双方都要有一个概念，就是说神所配合的，谁也不可以分开。
And obviously, since it's God's idea, He will help.
所以神也说他会帮忙的。
When we do things in God's way, it releases divine power.
当我们用神的方法做神的事的时候，神用他自己的能力来帮助我们。
If we turn our back to God,
当你背对着神的时候
，then we are on our own.
那你就靠你自己了。
When we turn toward God and ask for His help,
当你面向神向他祈求帮助的时候
，He's ready to help.
他就来帮助你。
Now I'd like to draw some illustrations on the board.
我要在板上来跟大家想阐述这个道理。
I want to talk about the difference between God's ideal and what is real, what's happening in our lives and in our world.
我想要阐述就是说。神当初设立这个美好的这个样子是这样，然后我们的现实光景又是另外一个样子。
We're going to call this circle number one.
第一个圈圈。
And this is the ideal.
所以第一个圈圈代表一个理想的状态。
And we already said God's ideal is love.
这个理想的状态就是神的爱。
It's a value.
这个价值。
And we said the value was equal.
我们说男人女的价值是平等的。
And we said that it was lasting, it would last forever.
而且这个彼此间的是这个婚姻是永久的。
And he illustrates this through the Garden of Eden.
所以当初神在伊甸园里面就是定义的。
The Garden of Eden is the setting for the story we just read.
我们刚刚读过了，刚刚那个创造那一切就发生在伊甸园里面的。
In that part, he says that he gave God a perfect place to live.
在伊甸园里面，神为人设立了一个完美的居住环境。
It was beautiful.
很美丽的。
It had everything they needed.
里面什么都有。
Even the animals got along.
所以动物也和谐相处。
In the cool of the evening, God said he walked himself to fellowship with Adam and with Eve.
所以神常常就过来找他们俩。
It's almost like that Trinity thing happening again, right?
好像让你看见三个哈。
So there was perfect community.
所以这好像亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面有一个社区一样。
There was perfect harmony.
他们也是非常和谐的。
And everything was good.
每样事情都是很完美的。
But then God said, I love man so much, I'm going to give man free will.Choices.
Only man?
Well, man and woman.
Okay. 所以 我不知道怎么翻是这样讲什么。
可是
所以当神，然后这个时候神说，我要给我所造的人给他们自由的意志来选择。
Thank you, Tom. Good clarification there. So, God loved us so much, He gave us free will.
所以神给人自由的选择。
Which by that, what we mean is, God did not force Adam and Eve to do what He asked them to do.
所以自由意志的意思就是说，神不会逼着亚当和夏娃来选择某一样或者不选择某一样。
If we want to have real love, we can't have forced love.
当你想要真正的爱的时候，你就没办法强迫另一方来爱。
This is one of the problems with a man demanding a wife to submit.
现实生活常常就是丈夫就是要求妻子来顺服。
Love needs to be voluntary.
但我们知道神爱是必须自愿的。
So God gave Adam and Eve a choice in the garden.
所以神在伊甸园里面给他们一个自由的意志来选择。
He said, "Over here is this tree."
他说在这里有一个树。
And this tree has the fruit on it that is the knowledge of good and evil.
这个树上的果子呢，叫结出的果子叫做分别善恶的果子。
And don't eat from this tree.
这个树上的果子不能吃。
Because if you do, then you'll die.
你吃的日子必定死。
So God gave us choice.
所以神给我们选择。
We're going to add that right here.But God did not make Adam and Eve, have the inability to choose. He gave them the ability to choose.
所以神给亚当夏娃那个选择的能力，而不是把这个选择的能力给他拿走了。
Because love allows choice.
因为爱是让你有选择的。
Now, you know the story. Adam and Eve were tempted by the serpent.
所以我们知道后来这个亚当夏娃被蛇引诱了。
And the serpent said, "Did God really say that you could not eat from this tree, and if you did, you would die?"
然后神对女人说，神岂是真说你吃了这个树上果子必定死吗？
He twisted it.
这个蛇把这个神的话给他扭曲了。
And Adam and Eve said, "No, He didn't say that we couldn't eat from the tree that we would die." And then the serpent said to him, "Well, look at the fruit. It's very delicious."
那女人就说，神说不可吃，那树上果子不可吃也不可摸，免得我们死亡。然后蛇说，你看那个果子多漂亮，多好，看起来多好吃。
And if you eat from this fruit, then your eyes will be opened and you'll know the difference between good and evil.
那你如果吃了，你的眼睛就像是，你就眼睛就打开了，就像神一样，能知道善恶。
And Adam and Eve said, I wonder if God is withholding something from us.
然后夏娃就想着，
They were missing something here.
神是不想让我们知道一些事情。
And you know, it would be nice to know the difference between good and evil. We don't even know what evil is. All they knew was good.
知道分别善恶难道不好吗？我也很想知道什么是恶嘞。
Maybe we're missing out.
可能我们神不让我们有好东西。
Maybe God doesn't want competition.
所以神可能不想让我们知道的更多，让他来跟他来竞争。
Maybe we should make our own decisions.
是我们应该自己做选择。
So they ate from the fruit.
所以他就吃了。
As soon as they did, then all the consequences of what God said began to come true.
他一吃，然后神说你不可吃的之后，那些恶果一样一样的发生了。
So I want to review here a little bit about circle one before we go to circle two. In circle one, there was no evil.
所以第一个圈是在一个理想状态的，这里是没有邪恶在里面的。
So, always love.
只有爱。
Equal value.
有同等价值。
Permanent.
永远的。
Perfect.
一切都是完美的。
Community.
有个社区。
Harmony.
有和谐。
Free choice.
大家都有选择。
No evil.
没有邪恶在里面。
What's bad about that?
这是多好的一幅图画。
That was God's plan.
这是神的原创计划是这样的。
But now, we have circle two.
那我们看第二个圆圈发生了什么。
Circle two was man's choice.
第二个圆圈代表人的选择。
I'm going to call this the real. So we have the ideal over here, now we have the real.
所以第二个圈子我们给他讲的是现实。
And when man got his way, now they began to know evil. They didn't even know what that word meant before.
所以当人做了自己的选择后，这个他就知道什么是恶了。
And along with the evil came shame.
因此就知道什么是恶了，马上就知道什么是羞耻感了。
They tried to use fig leaves to cover themselves.
他有羞耻感，发现自己赤身露体，所以用无花果树的叶子编了个裙子给自己穿。
They hid from God.
他们躲避神。
When God actually talked to them, they began to blame each other.
当神向他们说话的时候，他们就互相指责。
They died a spiritual death.
他们的灵死了。
So the devil told them part of the truth.
所以这个蛇欺骗他是只讲了一半的真理。
They didn't die a physical death that day.
他们那天并不是肉体死亡。
They died a spiritual death.
但他的灵死了。
They were separated from God.
临死的意思就是他们跟神分开了。
Now, eventually they would die a physical death.
当然他们以后肉体也会死的。
And that was part of the curse.
那就是分别善恶树知道的结果就受了咒
诅。And there were other parts to that, like the woman would have extra pain in childbearing.
这个咒诅包括其他包括这个女人生孩子会有很多的。
The man would have to work hard to earn his living.
男人要必须汗流满面才能糊口。
And they had to leave the garden.
然后他们被从伊甸园给赶出去了。
The Bible says even the earth groans and longs for the revelation of God's sons.
所以圣经上说地上的万物都劳苦叹息等待神的儿子出现。
So we're going to put a big word here and it's stain.
所以我们写个字在就是这个世界被污染玷污了。
The earth was stained by sin.
这个地球被因的罪的缘故都被污染了。
And we're stained by sin. Our relationships are stained by sin.
我们自己每一个人也因的罪被污染了。我们的人与人之间的关系也因的罪被污染了。
Our marriages are stained by sin.
我们的婚姻也被污染了。
So we have sin and selfishness every day in our world, right?
我们每天都有痛苦的发生。
But this was not the way God wanted it.
但是这个不是神当初的心意啊。
But he refused to control the man and woman he created.
但是神给人自由选择，他不会控制的人。
For this reason, love can only be love if it's a voluntary choice.
所以神自始至终坚持他的原则就是爱就是给人选择。
Right? So God loved us, and this is the result.
所以神爱我们，让我们选择，但我们选择成这个样子。
If this was the end of the story, we could all just pull our hair out and go, ah!
如果这就是故事结局，我们大家都完蛋了。
But it's not the end of the story.
但我们知道这并不是结局。
Aren't you glad?
你是不是很高兴啊？
There's another circle.
就还有另外一个圆圈。
So, circle number three.
第三个圈子。
The circle number three, we're going to call the circle of restoration.
所以第三个圆圈我们给它叫做恢复。
Because God is so smart.
因为神是很有智慧的。
He knew from the beginning of time.
他在创立世界之前就知道了。
That if he gave mankind a chance to go his own way,
他如果让人有自由选择的话呢,
that he would choose wrong way.
人常常选错。
And we all have done the same.
我们每个人都知道这一点的。
So from the beginning of time, God devised a plan.
所以在创立世界以前，神就设立了一个计划。
And He would do for us what we could not do for ourselves.
他要为我们做些是我们自己做不到的事儿。
So God planned from the very beginning of time to send His Son Jesus, who would be both God and man.
所以神老早就计划好让他的儿子耶稣。耶稣既是神又是人。
You've heard of the virgin birth?
你听说过童女怀孕生子的故事对吧？
The young woman Mary conceiving the son that became the baby Jesus?
所以童女玛利亚通过圣灵感动怀孕。
It was important that she was a virgin.
圣经上特别注明她是处女。
Because God implanted his seed in her womb.
因为神把这个圣灵的种子放在她的身上。
It wasn't the seed of a man.
那不是男女的那个
It was the seed of God joined with the seed of a woman.
而是圣灵的果种子在玛利亚身上。
So when Jesus was born, he's both God and man.
所以当耶稣生下的时候，他既是完全的人，也是完全的神。
It's very important.
这是非常重要的。
So as God, he could now live in a way that was pleasing to God, just like Adam was supposed to do. So as a young man, Jesus could live in a godly way, like Adam was supposed to live.
Okay, 所以耶稣他其实完全可以过一个充满神性的生活，他不需要到地上来的。
And also, he was a man of flesh.
但他也是有肉体的一个人。
So one day he could die on the cross.
所以有一天他可以在十字架上死去。
And pay for mankind's sin.
是为了我们的罪而死。
So over here, when the curse of sin is death,
当在第二个圈的时候，当这个罪的工价就是死。
And we all live under this stain.
我们都被这个咒诅之下。
When Jesus came, he could pay for this sin once and for all on the cross.
当耶稣来的时候，为了我们的罪一次而永远的付上了代价。
But,
但是
that's not the end of the story either.
这还没不是最后事情的故事的结局。
Because God is eternal.
因为神是永远的。
And Jesus was God.
耶稣是神。
So the eternity living inside of God.
所以神里面的这个永远。
Was stronger than the death living inside of man.
比在人心中的那个，比在人身上那个死是更大的。
Just like God is stronger than man.
就好像神比人大一样。
So after Jesus died on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上死了以后呢？
The life inside of him raised him from the dead.
他耶稣身上那个不被死亡捆锁的生命让他复活了。
The grave could not hold Jesus.
那个坟墓也不能把他捆锁住。
He's alive.
哎呦，他复活了。
And now because he's alive, he says to Adam and Eve, to all of us, I'm willing to forgive you for your choices.
因为他复活了，他可以对亚当夏娃说：“我可以赦免你们。”
I paid for your sin.
我已经为了你的罪付上了代价。
Now, if you want, I will forgive you.
你如果愿意，你如果要的话，我可以赦免你。
And I will give you the power not to have to live in this circle forever.
我给你这个能力，让你不至于一直活在这个罪的咒诅之下。
But I'm going to invite you into this circle.
我带领你到另外这个圈子来。
The circle of forgiveness.
这个圈子叫做赦免。
And it doesn't stop there.
而且不光停在赦免这个角度。
There is a heaven that is a restoration of this circle.
而且我带你到天国去。
He says, I'm going to do something better than the Garden of Eden.
这个天国是比伊甸园更好的。
I'm going to give you a new Garden of Eden, a new earth.
一个新天新地。
This is heaven. It's what I intended for you all the time.
这个就是神希望人带去的地方。
And now you can live there, not because of what you did, but because of what I did for you.
我们之所以能够去新天新地，不是因为我们自己做了什么，而是因为耶稣为我们做成的一切。
So if we don't like the life that we're living,
如果你不喜欢在那个罪的圈圈里面过，
we need to ask God for forgiveness.
我们需要向神求饶恕。
And for grace.
求恩典。
And this is where we're going to close today.I'm going to talk about forgiveness for a few moments and then grace.
我下面要讲这个饶恕和恩典。
God says you can have this life restored by forgiveness and grace.
所以神说你的生命可以得到复兴，就是要饶恕，要给恩典。
And that relates directly to marriage.
这跟婚姻是很有关系的。
Because if there's anything marriage needs, it's forgiveness and grace.
我们的婚姻是常常需要饶恕，常常需要恩典的。
Lots of forgiveness and grace.
很多很多的饶恕。
In marriage.
婚姻中很需要。
In fact, we could teach for 10 more days, and you could learn all kinds of things, but if you didn't practice these two things, it wouldn't matter.
所以如果我们这个讲婚姻讲十天十夜，但你如果不
运
用饶恕和恩典的话，对你没有帮助。
This is the most important thing I could say about marriage. It needs lots of forgiveness and lots of grace.
所以婚姻中就常常需要彼此饶恕，彼此给恩典。
And every married person said, Amen.
每一个结婚人都要会同意的。
Today, if you're here and you're not married, or even if you are married, I want first of all to talk to you about your spiritual condition.
如果你今天刚好你没有你是单身的，那我跟你讲属灵的。
And I want to ask you if you have accepted the forgiveness of Jesus.
那你同样需要饶恕，你有没有从耶稣那里得到饶恕？
Sometimes people say, Where is God? Our world is so broken. Where is God?
所以人常常会问说，我们这世界是如此的糟糕，神到底在哪儿呢？
Why are things like they are?
为什么世界这么糟糕，神都不管呢？
We have wars and we have strife.
我们又有战争又有饥荒。
And there's disasters on our world.
到处都是灾难。
And there's disease.
到处都是疾病。
Where is God?
神在哪儿？
Did God make this?
神是不是允许这些都发生呢？
And the answer is, we made this.
答案是人，这些都是人搞出来的事儿。
This world circle two is a result of our choice, not God's choice.
这个第二个咒诅的这个圈子都是因为人自己的选择做造成的。
All the capacity was here.
神给我们这个能力来爱来。
But when we let sin reign, we live here.
但我们让罪做王掌权，这个就到了受咒诅的光景。
But that's not God's fault.
这不是神的错。
It's not the fact that He's absent.
也不是因为神不在了。
And it's not the end of the story.
这也不是最后的结局。
Because God has something better for you, it's restoration.
因为神给我们的神希望我们的结局是恢复。
You can be forgiven.
你可以被饶恕的。
You can be given grace because you're going to fail again.
你也需要，你也神也会给你恩典的，即便他知道你还会失败。
You can be invited right into the circle of the Trinity.
神的这个三位体这个圈子是向你敞开的。
Jesus told his disciples when he left, "The Father is in me."
耶稣说，父在我里面。
I am giving you my Spirit.
我给你们我的灵。
It's the same Spirit of Jesus without a body.
就是从神那里来的灵。
And I'm inviting you to be in us.
邀请你们都到神的这个圈子里头来。
You become a child of God.
你进来你就成为神的儿女。
It's like you're invited right into the same circle of love.
就好像你被接到这个爱的圈子里来一样。
This is already done for you.
这已经是为你做成了，你只要接受就可以。
You don't have to earn it.
你不需要劳苦来赚到。
You don't have to deserve it.
你也不需要被配来得到。
You're already invited.
但你已经被邀请来了。
All you have to do is say, thank you.
所以你只要接受就好。
I talked yesterday about three simple words we learn as a child.
我们昨天讲到做一个小孩我们要学三个重要的字。
Sorry.
对不起。
We say to God, I'm sorry that I chose my own way. I'm sorry I thought I was smarter than you.
你要对神说对不起我做了错误的选择。
Another word every parent teaches is thank you.
第二个字是谢谢。
谢谢。Thank you, God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin.
你要谢谢神为你死在十字架上。
And the third word is please.
第三点词就是请。
Please forgive me.
请饶恕我。
Please lead my life.
请住在我里面。
Sorry, thank you, please.
所以对不起谢谢请。
And when we say this to God, he says,I've just been waiting for you to say that.
当你这样对神说的时候，神就很高兴说：“我一直在等你说这个。”
I waited all eternity for you to come home.
我等你这么久，希望你回家。
See, God thought you up in His mind before your parents ever conceived you.
你知道吗？神在创立世界以前，在基督耶稣里已经拣选了你。
And He gave you choices, just like Adam and Eve. He gave you the freedom to choose, just like Adam and Eve.
他给你自由选择的权利。
And now you have the choice to choose wisely.
所以你现在有这个权利，你要好好的选择。
And when you say yes to him, he says, "Come on home, I've been waiting."
当你选择神的时候，神说回家了，很高兴。
You'll be a part of my forever family.
你要成为神家中的人。
And God's desire is restored.
神的心意是恢复。
So today, that may be the most important choice that you make.
就今天这可能是你要做一个最重要的选择了。
In fact, I'm going to invite us to bow our heads right now and give you an opportunity to make that choice if you'd like.
所以现在希望大家都低头，我给大家一个机会来做这个选择。
Let's close our eyes just so we're not distracted.
请把眼睛闭上。
And today if there's someone who would want to say, God, I'm sorry, just in your own mind, say those words to God because He can hear your thoughts.
如果在座的今天有人愿意对神说神啊对不起我愿意接受神。
Maybe just say to God, God, I'm sorry.
你就在心中默默地对神说，神啊，对不起。
And thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
谢谢你在十字架上为了我的罪而死。
Thank you for making a way to forgive me.
谢谢你设计了一条道路来赦免我。
And please.
请。
Please lead my life.
请进入到我的生命中。
I receive your gift.
我要接受你给我的礼物。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
That's the most powerful decision you could ever make for your marriage.
这同样也是你对于你的婚姻所可以做的最重要 的事。
But I want to talk for 5 more minutes if you'll give me 5 minutes.
但我还要再讲5分钟。
Because I want to tie all this story back to marriage and then we'll be done for this message.
但我想这几个圈圈怎样的来回到婚姻中。
These three circles reflect many of the marriages in this room.
这三个圈圈其实也代表我们在座的很多人的婚姻的情况。
Are dating with lots of love.
当你刚开始恋爱的时候很爱。
We say, it's perfect.
你刚认识的时候在恋爱过程中你觉得彼此都是最完美的。
I never found anyone so much like me.
我从来没有找到一个这么好的。
This person loves me.
这个人如此的爱我。
I love them.
我爱他。
Everything is great.
每件事情都很好。
We're going to be together forever.
我们会永远在一起。
It's awesome.
非常棒。
And then comes the honeymoon.
然后就去度蜜月了。
And as we live together, we start to experience part of circle number two.
当你住在一起的时候，你就发现第二个圈圈开始了。
This person has their own set of choices.
你发现对方其实有他完全的自主的选择。
And if I try to make them love me, then what I find out is,They don't want to do it my way.
但我希望他用我的方式来爱我的时候发现不是这样。
And so sin and selfishness begins to act over here.
所以罪和自私等等就都出来了。
It's like storm clouds came into a sunny day.
就好像带你一个阳光。
And sometimes there's lightning, and sometimes there's thunder.
有的突然雷电交加。
We go, oh no, this is horrible.
就发现哎呀其实并不是那么完美的。
This person is so different than me.
这个人跟我是如此的不同。
It's the same person.
其实是同一个人。
We just have our eyes open.
只是说你的眼睛看清楚了现在。
We go, what do we do?
那你怎么办呢?
There's restoration.
神会帮助你恢复。
Because if we learn to give forgiveness in our marriage,
如果你开始学习怎样子来彼此饶恕,
if we learn to give grace,
彼此给恩典,
We can have love restored.
我们可以让你的爱重新得到恢复。
Forgiveness and grace are two parts of the same thing.
这个饶恕和恩典是一样事情的两面。
Forgiveness means I forgive you for what you've done.
饶恕就是我饶恕我因着你所做的事我饶恕你。
Grace means I forgive you ahead of time for what you're going to do.
恩典就是说在你还没有犯这个事之前我就已经饶恕你了。
Same concept.
同一件事。
Just one is past, one is future.
一个是讲到已经发生的，一个讲到将要发生的。
Grace doesn't mean anything is okay.
恩典并不代表说那个事情就可以。
There is right and wrong.
有对有错。
But grace means I choose to have an attitude of forgiveness for the future actions.
恩典意思就是说我选择你这个在还没发生的时候这样的就饶恕你。
So, two most important things in marriage.
所以这是婚姻中非常重要的两点。
Forgiveness and grace.
饶恕和恩典。
Sometimes we can forgive and say, I forgive you.
有时候我们说可以说我饶恕你我原谅你。
But if you ever do that again,
如果你下次再犯的话
you're going to regret the day.
你要会很后悔的。
That's not grace.
那就不是恩典的表现了。
So we need forgiveness.
所以我们需要饶恕。
And we need grace.
也需要恩典。
And when our marriage is full of forgiveness and grace, it's full of love.
当你的婚姻中充满饶恕和恩典的时候，就充满了爱。
Was that 5 minutes?
有没有五分钟？
So these are the things that we need in our marriage.
就这是我们婚姻中需要的。
And what we need in our life.
也是我们生活中需要的。
And so I leave you with this thought. This is the last thought. Today, you might need forgiveness and grace with God.
然后你今天你可能不仅需要婚姻中有饶恕和恩典 你也需要神给你饶恕和恩典
And that comes first.
这是第一个要第一优先的
Because you can't give away something you don't have.
如果你自己没有从神那里得到饶恕和恩典你也无法去饶恕和恩典给其他人
But if you have received this,
如果你从神那里得到了饶恕和恩典
This is the greatest gift you can give to each other in marriage.
你才能够在婚姻中给你的配偶饶恕和恩典。
Let's pray.
我们去祷，低头祷告。
Jesus, thank you that you loved us so much. You came to make a way for us to have true life.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你到这世界，到这世上来，让我们能够经历这个真实的爱。
I thank you there is forgiveness and grace for every person in this room.
谢谢你给我们在座的每一位有饶恕和恩典。
And Jesus, I thank you that you want us to bring this into our marriage.
我们谢谢你，要把让我们把这个饶恕和恩典带到我们的婚姻中来。
Thank you that you have the power to do this even when we don't.
我们谢谢你，因为即便我们软弱做不到，你是做得到的。
I pray for every marriage in this room today.
我们为这里每一位结婚的夫妇祷告。
That your power would flow through us to our mate.
你的能力会借着我们每一借着我这个器皿能够流通到我的配偶身上。
That our marriage can be restored by circle three.
像我们的婚姻能够好像这个第三个图圈圈这样被重建。
Thank you for what you're going to do, God.
谢谢你将要做的事情。
I will follow you.
我要跟从你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.